Yakov Smirnov was big when Leonid Brezhnev was. He was big when people lined up in Red Square to see Lenin's tomb, not order a Starbucks latte. Mr. Smirnov was born in the old Soviet Union and became a comedian there when the Ministry of Culture had a Department of Humor. That was just about as funny as the name suggests. He emigrated to the United States, learned English, but kept his accent, and he became a hit, making jokes about gulags and being sent to Afghanistan.
See, in Russia, they assign you an apartment. You don't have to do it. I mean, they tell you where you're going to live. And it's normally communal apartments. My parents and I shared the bedroom till I was 26 years old. I'm not making sense. When I was a little kid, like 3 years old, my parents would want to be intimate. They would send me to look out the window. And then my dad would say, so what do you see in the window? I said, our neighbors being intimate. He said, how can you tell? I said, because their son is looking at me.
But Yakov Smirnov's career went into decline along with the old Soviet Union. It's no fun to joke about a failing state with hungry, desperate people. So Mr. Smirnov went west to Branson, Missouri, where he built his own theater in that Ozarks Tourist Center and became a hit alongside aging crooners and country western acts. This week, Yakov Smirnov brought his act to Broadway, opening a new show called As Long As We Both Shall Laugh, and he joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Smirnov, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Over the years, have people mentioned the name Von Meter to you?
Yes.
Von Meter, we should explain for a lot of our listeners, I suspect at this point, was the comedian who imitated John Kennedy.
And correct.
And then John Kennedy was assassinated, and his career went into decline. I don't know. This is a hard thing to...
Go for it.
Okay. I mean, did you rely on that nasty, venal Soviet Union for your humor?
In some ways, at least the perception of the media was that that's what Yakov Smirnov was, is a Cold War comedian. Mm-hmm. So when the Soviet Union collapsed, actually that day, David Letterman had a top 10 list of things that will change, that now the Soviet Union no longer there, and I made number one as Yakov Smirnov will be out of work. And I thought it was kind of funny at first, and then I realized that it wasn't, because the contract started kind of fading away, but my mortgage, which was pretty significant at that time, the mortgage didn't go away. So yeah. I needed to figure out what to do, and that's when one of the best things happened for me. I found Branson, Missouri, opened my own theater, and it's 1,400 seats, and we fill it up twice a day, and it's been a fantastic journey. Mm.
Could you remind us what it was like to try and be a comedian in the old Soviet Union?
It was challenging. We, as you mentioned, we had the Department of Jokes, which would censor us once a year, mm-hmm. and you had to stay with the script for a whole year. You couldn't improvise, and they would not allow you to talk about politics, government, sex, or religion. The rest was fine.
What's left?
Whatever's left, right. I can tell you a joke that they wouldn't let me tell.
Please.
Okay. Когда американцы сели на Луну, президент... You heard this one?
No. Okay. Well, it's been a few years. Remind
yes.
me.
Yes, yeah. Okay. When Americans landed on the moon, Brezhnev called all the cosmonauts into his office and said, Americans landed on the moon, we have to land on the sun. They said, it's impossible, Comrade Brezhnev, we will burn up. He said, do you think I'm stupid? You will land at night. And they would not let me tell that joke. So, but it gave me an opportunity to get a job on a cruise ship on the Black Sea, and uh-huh. that's where I met Americans for the first time. Mm-hmm. And that's where I saw the difference, the spark of freedom in their eyes, and that's where I got the idea. I said, I got to get that spark in my eyes, and I went after it. I decided to get out from the Soviet Union and come to America, and that's what the show on Broadway is kind of about, my immigrant journey in mm-hmm. America, and then it parallels to my immigrant journey in relationships between men and women. Mm.
A certain part of the show is about your marriage.
Correct.
Which didn't quite work out.
Because in my relationship with America, I did it the right way. I learned the language. I understood the culture. Then I was sworn in as an American citizen. In my married life, I kind of did it backwards. I got married, and then I realized that I didn't speak womenese or women's language, nor I understood that culture. And that created tension. And so the quest was to understand what is it that makes men and women attract to one another. And this show is kind of a report of what I found.
I mean, we're so different. Men will drive around for hours lost without asking for direction. Because we believe that the earth is round, eventually we'll get there. And as long as we're making good time, what's the problem? Well, let's examine this. How come men do this and women don't? We're simply embarrassed. See, just like a woman by nature designed to be intuitive, man by nature designed to know his direction in life. And when he knows his direction, he has the mission and purpose, he is very powerful and very attractive to a woman at that time.
You're a painter, I gather.
Yes.
I believe I've seen the mural done by Ground Zero, 240 feet tall.
Correct.
And I must say, I didn't think it was you.
I just wanted to contribute something because I was sworn in as an American citizen at the Statue of Liberty ceremony. Mm-hmm. And the landscape, emotionally, it was anchored pretty deeply in me. And so when I saw the attack and destruction, I wanted to fix it somehow. And so I started painting that day, and I painted a heart-shaped American flag, in my opinion, representing the American spirit. I spent a whole year, and it was hung there on the 7th of September, right before the commemoration. And I'm very proud of that.
Mr. Smirnoff, nice talking to you.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yakov Smirnoff, his show, As Long As We Both Shall Laugh, is opened on Broadway.